once again, we're back talking at our municipal meeting in relation to the N17. There was a motion brought up in relation to the where it was at and householders not being informed of different communication, and would say people going onto their fields doing survey and no one really knew about it. And I added on to it then the original one that I proposed, that we as the municipal Ballymote Tubbercurry area, along with the Cathaoirleach, Councillor Bree, and the deputies and ministers in Mayo and Sligo, meet with the Department of Finance and the Department of Transport to actually see where we are at with this N17, because this is going on, and I keep quoting, it's going on 24 years. I'm hearing about it the last 8 to 10 years strong, and since June being newly elected, I brought it up at every council and municipal meeting in relation to it, so I'm not going to stop. And I said, well, we're going round in circles at the meeting, asking questions, getting half answers for them. So I said, right, I'm going to put a proposal together that the local elected members of Sligo, plus our Cathaoirleach, plus the deputies elected in the general election, and our Mayo elected members as well, we all meet with the Minister for Finance and Transportation in Dublin to actually see where are we at within 17.
And is it slightly tough in a way? You're trying to, there's this almost narrow path that you're trying to walk through, where you're obviously trying to get this done as quickly and effectively and as safely as possible, but you're also trying to make sure that certain towns, certain livelihoods aren't going to be bypassed, some certain farmhouses and people homestead aren't going to be cut up as a result.
Definitely, and that's a big one, like the Knocktu Clooney corridor. Yes, it is going to be going through areas of farms, and there is some houses going to be lost, but we're in no man's land because we don't know what's going to be lost or what land is going to be taken over. At the minute, the surveying is a 500 metre corridor that eventually, when it is selected, the corridor they're going to take will be only maybe less than 60 metres wide. So I have farmers, I have householders coming to me in my local area, we say Curry, Tubbercurry, Connery, Balnacaro, saying the way it's going to take my house out of it, or it's going to split my farm and that. And I want answers to see where we're at, because we're going around, as I said before, in circles. We need to know that this is the direction it's taken, this is the money that's going to be allocated, this is the corridor we're going to be going on, and start getting the road sorted.